On an Israeli farm on the Egyptian border, a Jersey cow gave birth to what appeared to be a red calf. Muslims from the village that overlooked the Israeli farm shouted and pointed with a great deal of consternation. Several men held their heads, while others wrung their hands and moaned and scurried back and forth. The call went out for afternoon prayers. Meanwhile, on the Israeli side, there was a hush over the land, and a collective breath was taken, followed by the rush of people flocking to the farm just south of Kerem Shalom to witness what possibly could be the miracle that would surely usher in the Messiah, and with him, the end of the world. Jews and Christians alike gathered around the property fence at their respective places, depending on who they were. And regardless of who they were, Christian or Jew, all were beside themselves with emotion. One Orthodox Jew jumped for joy and sang a little immodestly, "We're saved, the world is coming to an end." He checked himself and his hat. Stanley, the black Belgian stallion, trotted out of the barn. He wondered what was all the excitement about. He saw the people gathering at the property fence, men and women, even children this time. "What's all this?" he said. "If they think I'm going to put on another show, they're mistaken." "Not here for you, Stanley," said Praline, the leader of the Lusian breed. She and Molly tried to graze as their lambs nursed from them, both new mothers, with Molly, the border Lester, the proud mother of twins. "What the..." "Whatever," he said, and trotted out to graze beneath the olive trees. In the middle of the pasture, under the sun and God and heaven, the Jersey nursed her newborn calf. This was no ordinary calf, but truly a red calf that nursed from the teats of a mere Jersey. "It's a miracle," someone shouted. "Someone, call a rabbi." "Please, someone, anyone, call Rabbi Ratzinger to verify this miracle of birth." With all the attention being paid to Blazer's newborn, she turned to Mel. "Mel, what's all this about? Why are these people here and so much attention being given to Lizzie? I'm not comfortable with this, Mel. Mel, what does it all mean?" Mel, the mule priest, assured Blaze there was nothing to worry about. Her newborn calf was very special indeed, a gift from God. She'll always be treated as royalty. "For as long as your little heifer shall live, she'll remain special and treated as such by Jewish and Christian peoples the world over. And all people the world over will one day come to know of and experience her presence." From the world over, media were arriving in droves to document the event, setting up camera equipment for what was going to be, once verified by a rabbi or a committee thereof, the official announcement and declaration of the calf's authenticity. Fox News from America was on the scene and ready to report live. Julius, the resident parrot, along with the two ravens, Ezekiel and Dave, watched as the events unfolded from the shade of the great olive tree in the middle of the pasture. Molly and Praline grazed near the terrace slopes, with their newborn lambs staying close to their sides. "I imagine Molly's particularly hungry now that she's providing for three," said Billy Sinkaya, an Angora goat, to Billy Kidd, a lean brown and tan boar goat. "Yes, I suppose she is," Billy Kidd replied, as if he cared, while gnawing at the yellow shrub grass. "Julius," Dave said, "what's going on here? What is all this?" "Allow me to explain as events unfold before our very eyes. I'm afraid you won't believe this, but here goes. It's a fairy story of the most absurd kind."